see some really incredible hotels also. But I love that you brought that up too, to be that you could even have a hybrid experience as well. Like, let's say you're going somewhere to do something else, but you can also incorporate by staying in an indigenous-owned hotel as well. So I love that. Are there some other examples of activities that maybe we didn't touch on that you want?
Probably.
I feel like just to give, a plethora of ideas for, because I know that there's things like, storm watching, for example. You know what I mean? Or there's some other.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different like cultural walking tours. There's one
Nice.
actually right here in Vancouver called Talayse Tours.
Nice.
So it's kind of just allows you the indigenous perspective kind of in your own backyard.
Yes.
I got to experience that, and it's through the lens of the Sechelt and Squamish First Nation, and it really opens up your eyes to what's right in front of you, like what could be a plant medicine. And yeah, it's helps you experience the land differently and in a cultural way. And yeah, that's something that was a great experience for me.
Love to hear that. And you did mention the website, so if you wouldn't mind plugging it again.
Yeah, so indigenousbc.com.
com. And what are like what's some tips of like navigating the website? Because I know there's a lot going on, right? And if I'm like new and I'm looking for some opportunities, is things are broken down by like accommodations and stuff like that. Like how, give us a little walkthrough.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, if you're looking for something specific sector of tourism like dining or wellness, you can go to the things to do and navigate that
Love,
section.
love.
Another really useful tool actually is our map. So you can click on the map there, and then it shows you the whole province and kind of the map pins around the province. And so you can navigate by area and see what kinds of businesses are in that area. And then our inspiration tab is where you get to read more long form stories and itineraries with suggestions on where to travel and what kind of experiences you can do. I know you talked about storm watching, and we have a great blog on there that suggests some different places around BC you could go.
Nice.
Experience Indigenous businesses and do some storm watching.
So I just want to say that I love that you have that like option of reading stories as well, because I find that, when you go to a lot of websites that allow you to navigate and search for things like dining and accommodations and stuff like that, there isn't always that storytelling component. And I feel like that, I from what I know, is definitely part of Indigenous culture, which is storytelling. So I love the fact that that's also included. And especially if you haven't done something before, I think it would, give you a bit of an idea as to whether that might be your thing or not. So I do love that that is definitely an option. My next question is about, at least in your your words, right? What would you say sort of like the vision of the organization would be? Like,
Yeah,
share with me.
I think the vision really is to support and uplift Indigenous tourism businesses. And more and more people who come to British Columbia are looking for these culturally rich and sustainable experiences. And that is Indigenous tourism.
Yes.
And so we want to just support them as much as we can and help show travelers that if you're looking for an experience that is grounded, that is sustainable, you should be in supporting an Indigenous-owned
Absolutely.
business. And
Absolutely.
you can really learn a lot about the cultures here in BC. It's so diverse through these experiences, and I think it really means well-being for all.
Absolutely. I love that. And is there, in addition to what you do, being able to be this almost like a hub of being able to find out all the things in the tourism space. For Indigenous operators and tourism operators or destination spaces, was there a platform before to kind of like house everything or get everybody connected?
Before Indigenous Tourism BC. I mean, not that I know of for BC. I mean, I think the organization is around 27 years old now. So we've been here for a minute and are continuing to grow and expand. So it's really beautiful to see.
Yes, I love it. I am, as people know, anytime I'm chatting with folks, I will always put links in show notes. I know that we mentioned the website, but are there other ways to connect to Indigenous Tourism BC?
Yes, we do have Instagram, YouTube, TikTok as well, and the handle is always Indigenous BC. And then we do have our app, which you can download on any app store. Yes, which is great for when you're traveling within the province. All of our suggestions and businesses are on there, and the map will actually show you where you are and what experiences are close to you. So that can be a really helpful tool.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I will include that information in show notes because it'll just be easy. I know sometimes you're listening and you're out in the streets and you're not able to write things down. So I'll ensure that I put that in the notes. Before we kind of wind down, is there anything that we might not have touched on that you think you might want to share for listeners?
A marketing initiative that I lead is called the Authentic Indigenous Program. And there's two designation streams. One is called Indigenous Owned, and one is called Authentic Indigenous. And so the Indigenous Owned designation, it's a green circle that says Indigenous Owned around the outside, and it's awarded to all of our visitor-ready member businesses. So that's really something that you can look for when you're out in the world in BC looking to support an Indigenous-owned business. You can look for that mark, look for that sticker. It's on websites, it's in storefronts, and just to help you know and be self-assured that you're supporting Indigenous communities and economic sovereignty through supporting those businesses. And then there's also Authentic Indigenous, which has a similar logo, but it is orange. And this designation identifies a strong cultural tourism experience. So it's those businesses that are really leaning into sharing their culture with travelers, and operating sustainably and giving back to their community. So it's really those three pillars. And so you can look at all of our Authentic Indigenous designated businesses on the Authentic Indigenous tab on our website and read about their stories and why they have received the designation. And so if you're looking for a cultural experience, that's a great place to look.
Absolutely. And especially, I feel like people are being more intentional with the way that they're spending their dollars, whether it is for a staycation or an overnight or a weekend or a week kind of experience. And the fact that it's easy identifiable, right? Based on a symbol, it makes it a lot easier for people to kind of like, do the work that they want to do, which is support, as opposed to making it hard to kind of like search through a needle in a haystack, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. You're really trying to give that visibility to the business owners, the communities, and then the ease to the travelers.
Absolutely. And lastly, before I let you go, have you received any feedback from business owners or tour operators or destinations based on, the fact that the organization exists? I know it's been around for a long time, but I'm sure you onboard a lot of new businesses throughout, right? So have you gotten any feedback?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all the businesses I got to interact with are all so lovely and
Love.
happy to be a part of our network because it connects them to us, but it also connects them with other Indigenous operators and really just strengthens that community as a whole. We actually just made a put together a YouTube video about the authentic Indigenous and Indigenous-owned designations, and it's all stakeholders. It's all business owners. I think they're actually all female business owners.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
It's wonderful, and it just worked out that way.
it.
And they're all talking about what the designations mean to them. So
Yes.
that feedback really, really meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
And yeah, if anyone wants to check out that video, it's on our channel on YouTube.
I have to say, I do love that you guys are on YouTube because I'm a visual learner and I think that it builds connection. I get connected more when I get to sort of see the story kind of unfold visually. I love the printed word, do not get it wrong, but I think that there's something about, I know not every organization has a YouTube channel, so I think that this is a great way to give an inside look into the people behind the experiences, the people behind the businesses, right? And so that you can kind of build that connection before you get there.
Yeah, totally, 100%.
Love it. Well, again, thank you so much, Paisley, for joining me. I am hope that this inspires listeners to visit the website, visit the YouTube channel. I am going to include all the other ways to connect as well. And I'm hoping that folks come out and enjoy BC.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And that was my conversation with, excuse me, Paisley Hogenrad, stakeholder engagement and travel media coordinator with Indigenous Tourism BC. Now, let's get back into some music. In my next set, I'm going to play a couple artists that we heard in the first set. So you're going to hear again from JB, the First Lady, as well as CB. But we are going to hear a track from another artist that you may or may not have heard from before, and that is Peakseek. So let's get into more music.
Starting out with the beat. Doing the ride, fighting the fights, making the ride, taking the flights, catching the heights, standing in the lights, center stage. Turn the page, feel my rage, deep in the roots. Deep in the truth, connected to the moon and the stars. Connected, do you know who you are? Remember your past lives? Remember how you last died? Rebirth, feel your worth. Mother Earth, she gives you life, after life. Spirit world, protect your girl like a pearl. Honor, love, and respect. Time to correct and protect our women, our two spirit. Hear it, it's in my lyrics. Message from me to you. Collective dreaming, collective healing. Collective dreaming, collective healing. All my relations,
all my relations,
all my relations. Come on, all my relations,
all my relations,
all my relations. Come on,
tell them.
All my relations,
all my relations,
all my relations. Come on.
What you draw to, what you pull from. Don't gotta run, running, pressing no way. Pick and choose with your intuition. Take a ride down your insights. Generation, packing rhyme bass. Sing to bones, you are not alone. Dreamscape, train of thought beyond pain. We can build a home. She got the job done in her own zone. We so sacred, queer the landscape. We are still here, I'm a trailblaze. Imagination of all nations. Magic and decolonization. Keep dreaming till we see changes. Mean mug is my inspiration. Dump the white tears on the curb. Weave the ancient in your own words. Sagittarius, but all elements. Hold my spirit up to the infinite. Just pay attention to the elephants. Never question my intelligence. All my relations,
all my relations,
all my relations. Come on,
all my relations,
all my relations,
all my relations,
all my relations. Come on.
All my relations, all my relations,
all my
Taking action. Tell me why, oh why do trying, 'cause I'm gonna get there. My inner child needs a little help to show some kindness to my future self. I'm gonna need it if I'm gonna get there. Is it just a chemical reaction? Is sharing it with you the latest fashion?
Studio 6, CGSS video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances and interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
So, did you know that in last month you were the top of the electronics chart?
I did, and I was so pumped. It was amazing. Yeah.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
I find, like, you know, if I'm coming from a place of my own experience, then I can just expand upon it and be like, so this happened to me, and like, why? And how does that affect me? And how does it affect other people who are going through the same thing? And
watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Hello, hello. And I am back. I just want to go through some of the tracks that we heard before the break. Starting off with local artist JB the First Lady, provided us with the track All My Relations, and that was featuring Kimmortal. After that was a group from Yellowknife, Pick Seek, and this song that they that I played was Cougar Joke. And finally, we had another track from CB. CB is a Cree singer-songwriter from Quebec, and CB gave us the track Yoy. And guys, just like that, we are at the end of the show. There are a few more minutes, so I am going to play a couple more tracks, but I'm going to go through the artists right now. I think I'm going to start off with the song Light of the Moon by Kaylee Cardinal. And lastly, I will end off with Jeremy Duché with Ancestors Too Young. And I want to thank you for joining me this week on Intravenous. Next up is Democracy Now! And tomorrow, our host Jesse will be back with Speak Up with some interesting stories and music and all the likes. So again, thank you for hanging out with me. Let's get Kaylee Cardinal to play us out with Light of the Moon.
Going. No matter how bad I wanted you to stay, only half of your heart was ever far away. Songs pouring out from the kitchen. That I am missing.
when the sun goes down, there's still the light of the moon, and I will remember you. Well, I remember you in the bright lights, singing songs into the late night, but we all start to fade, turn to dust. Time catches up with the best of us. When the sun goes down, there's still the light of the moon, and I will remember you. If you lived 1,000 years, you'd still be gone too soon, and I will remember. Where there was none. Rest easy now, your work is done. The ones that will follow, they bring you with them. We can hear your voice if we just listen. When the sun goes down, there's still the light of the moon, and I will remember. 1,000 years, you'd still be gone too soon, and I will remember you. Oh, when the sun goes down, there's still the light of the moon, and I will remember.
I speak well, better than my own.